This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9, Too Late for Breakfast with me, Gordon. Okay, now earlier this morning I was talking to you about a book called King's Rising and how I said I was going to be chatting to the author of that. Well, I have the author on the line right now. Now I do have Kat on the line now, and Show Me Love is a very good lead into the book we were going to be talking about. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning. What an amazing segue.
Yes, it turned out to be better than the previous one, actually. Oh, dear. Kat, welcome to Joy once again. I know you've been here before and we've had a chat, and you have just finished and published King's Rising.
That's right.
Yes.
That's the final book in the series.
That's right. Now, it started out as a free online story way back when you did Captive Prince, and then it became so popular you had to print it as a book, didn't you?
Yes. So Captive Prince started its life as an online serial, and it actually ran as an online serial for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And over that time, I guess it just grew in popularity through word of mouth until there were tens of thousands of readers who would turn up every time that a chapter was posted,
mm-hmm.
An incredibly supportive readership. I ended up being approached by a New York agent, and the book was sold to Penguin in the US.
Right, yeah. And now, the King's Rising, of course, is the end of the trilogy, isn't it?
Yeah, now, it's the last book.
Yeah, I just wonder how it is with an author when you finish writing that last book, because it's been over a period of years that you've been writing this. How does it feel?
I was surprised how emotional it was.
Hmm.
I thought that I would feel just only positive emotions, you know, happy to be finished, excited to be moving on to the next step, and excited for everyone else to read the book. But when I went to send it off to my editor,
mm-hmm.
I remember sitting there kind of frozen with my hand poised over the send button for about half an hour because I just didn't want to say goodbye. And then I even cried a little bit, which is a bit unusual for me. I'm not a very emotional person like that anyway. But I've since spoken to other authors, and they've said the same thing. They've said that finishing up a series is always a pretty rough time emotionally.
I could understand that, because it has a very romantic ending to it, you know, and it's, to me, I just thought it was just wonderful the way you got the ending right. I think the ending was absolutely perfect the way it worked out.
Oh, I'm so glad that you think so.
Yeah, and it's such a good read too, and it's a very easy read, how much, did you do any research for this, or did this just all come out of your brain? Did you just think of it all?
I did a lot of research. I think, I'm someone that likes to draw on, like, external source material.
Mm-hmm.
I think, for me at least, that's the way that I feel that I can make a book that's larger than myself. So I'm not limited by the confines of my own imagination. So because the book is set in a pseudo-historical world, first of all, there was a lot of historical research for just kind of, like, that fine detail that hopefully grounds the book in a sense of place or makes scenes and settings feel tangible. So a lot of research about kind of like ancient Greek and Mediterranean basin cultures, and then a lot of research about kind of, you know, there's aspects of the book where it's focused on warfare, sword fighting, the military. So a lot of research to get that kind of stuff right as well.
Yeah, but it is quite gory in places where they're having wars and everybody's getting their head cut off and stabbed and what have you. Yeah, and I thought to myself, you're such a lovely young woman, and I thought, how the hell did she write all that? But I'm with you, of course, because reading the book, I kept thinking of the ancient Greek wars and things that used to go on, because I like Greek history as well, and it's just so good. But it's I found it very touching at the end. I really did. I thought it was lovely. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, what I love about that period is just the epic way that they mythologize their own heroes.
That's right.
And the way that those stories that they tell have that kind of amazing epic arc where they do come to a satisfying conclusion, and you kind of feel like, you know, you've gone on the journey and then you've reached the destination, where you want to be at the end.
Yep.
So I suppose that was what I hoped from my characters as well.
Right. Now, what's next, Kat? Are you got another trilogy in the line, or are you just going to take a break?
I do have another trilogy in the works. So,
Good.
But my next series will be young adult.
Right.
So Captive Prince is emphatically not young adult. This is very adult.
Yeah, well, they're right there. Yeah. Yeah, some of the descriptions some of the descriptions
are
very specific.
Yeah, the next series will be fantasy as well, but having a diverse cast and having LGBTQ representation in the book is also very important to me.
Good, good, good. Now, the book is published by Penguin. It is available in Australia in the bookshops now.
Yeah, you should be able to find that in all major bookshops.
Okay, and online, of course, so be published online?
Yes, that's right. As well as at online retailers.
Yep, that's right. Kat, thanks very much for having a quick chat with us this morning, and good luck with the book, and good luck with the next one that's coming along. And just send me a copy when you finish it, because I'm sure I'm going to love it.
Will do. Thank you so much for having me on the
program. That's lovely. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The wonderful Kat with King's Rising here on Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.